What's good? It's The Grind Show with your boy DJ Mingo. This is the show where we reach out to the artists so the artists can reach out to you. You dig? This time we went to Washington, D.C., my hometown, and we reached out to my man Mojo Mark. Mojo Mark is a singer, and he has an extraordinary song, and he has an extraordinary story to tell. So without further ado, let's get into the interview. So state your name and tell me where you're from.
Hi, you Incredibles. My name is Marcus Antonio Bell, and I'm from Washington, D.C.
So how did you get into all of this?
Well, what inspired me to get into music, my mom started always to sing, so I got that from my dad. I think she can sing, too. But my dad has always been into church and choir, and he sings the blues. Oh, I've heard him sing the blues, and I'm so grateful that he passed the gift of song on to me, of singing. I really feel blessed in that way. So I did join the elementary choir. That was short-lived, though, but I did get the experience. So a few years, you know, high school, my mom said I should have joined American Idol. I could have did something. I said, well, you know what? I was trying to provide. I wasn't thinking about it at that time, but I was trying to provide for our family. So I started to go to school. And then a few, you know, I got an internship. And then from there, a few jobs later, I got into the federal government as a federal contractor. And that lasted from about my 20s. But when the contract ended at the last, I'll say at DHS, Homeland Security, you know, my coworker told me, why don't you go do something with your dreams or your life? And it inspired me to go with my dreams. And so it prompted me to get into music. It really prompted me to really focus on what I wanted to do with my life. And so I did still work as a federal contractor for a while, but my passion for music kept growing. And so I'm like, let me really dip this. So I got a vocal coach. And then from there, I started looking into getting some songs recorded. And I actually had a friend, thank God I did. He really helped me. He referred me to a producer he knew, and so that got me the experience of recording music in general, just having that the creativity, getting your mind to focus on that drive, you know. And so that's what that did for me. I love it. It got me to crave, you know, to get that experience in there, you know, get yearn to do more with yourself. And so here I did, you know, I did different songs, but if, you know, now when I think back, also the reason why I actually got into music is because my eyesight is failing. I have low vision, so no matter what I do, corrective surgery, well, maybe one day, because I have macular degeneration, but maybe one day I'll be able to fix it. But what it means is no matter what type of attempts I do, the eyesight changes, it gets worse. But the beautiful thing is the doctor, I may not ever lose my peripheral vision. He's had one ever. You know, that he doesn't see that happening, so well, that's good. You know, but I have lost my central vision in one eye, the right eye, which is my stronger eye, but it has been damaged. And then, you know, the left eye, I have some central vision, but that's just what it is. But it really prompted me to think about my life and focus. I was like, well, I can't do Lyft or Uber. I can't, you know, and I have a degree in IT, information systems management, but really singing is my passion. And I really am grateful that I can do it. And I put in the work, I put the money and time in, and I wanted to make sure I develop myself and my voice, you know. And I discovered I can do way more with myself. And you know, when you put that effort into yourself, that's what you can produce. That's what you can develop within yourself. You gotta have that confidence to say, I can do this. You know, it's hard work. That's the thing. It's not. And I admire those individuals who are recognized for truly working hard, you know, that they really put in the time and effort, to put in the intensity. It just gets better with them. So I love it.
Okay. Now, what is it that you want to achieve?
far as goals, I had to give that some thought. But in regards to goals, I would love to be the next Stevie Wonder on some level, because he has a similar story to... I have a similar story to him, excuse me. He lost his eyesight at an early age. I started losing my eyesight in my 20s. It happened in 2011. I remember that. I got a really bad headache. And from there, here we are. My eyesight just kept getting worse progressively. But it's consistent. But I had to really give that some thought. And maybe be a voice for those who are having our challenging, excuse me, I'll say is facing a challenge, excuse me. I think that's important, because I'm losing my eyesight, and that used to really bother me. I had to really go through it, really, you know, you gotta have that mindset to really progress on. You have to, you know, really put that in your mind. But it reminds me of someone I know. He was his friend's father was losing his eyesight, and he killed himself. And so it made me think, you know, having someone to say, you know, you can make it through, it's important. And mental health is important, physical health is important, but it's just so important to take care of yourself. It really is. And I want to stress that, you know. I hope to actually have a number one Billboard chart, let me sing a song. I hope to win a Grammy. I'm putting in a work for all that. I hope to have a supporting fan base for long term, you know, that will always support my work, my actual music, my creativity. And I would love to give back in different ways to the world. I think that's really cool.
Now, for the listeners who don't know, take the time and describe your sound and your flair.
When I think of my music, I think of a good mixture of genres. I love R&B. I love neo soul. I love classic soul. I remember asking a friend, what do you think of the song? You think of my voice? She said, you said your voice is the soul of the song. I think that's very cool. Thank you. And I love that, because I tap into the depth of what I'm doing. That's what it feels like to me. And that's what I believe in. Whenever I go into the booth, I'm like, I'm creating something good here. That's to always have the intention, and that's what I, you know, stick with. You know, don't be afraid to get in there and do the work. It's also a motto of mine, one of my mantras. I think it's reminiscent. It makes me think of Giveon on some level a little bit. The song that I have, but my music I love is it's R&B, and I love to and experiment with my voice and music and music, you know, music theory and musicality. Just love getting in that creative flow at the, especially when you're high. If you have a good, as for me, it's a good edible. Because honestly, weed is very stimulating.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? The artist supports the culture of the 420. Let's give this man a round of applause. But go ahead, continue.
I love that. At least for me, it is. You might have, if you have too much, you might have those issues that you hear about. But for me, I love being in that creative space. I let my mind just absorb and produce better. Creativity and inspiration. The really cool thing is my music reflects that and the song reflects that. I want my music to evoke emotion, to keep you thinking, what's next? What's going to happen next? This is about this subject, but it was good. What is next? You know, I love that. Don't be afraid to be in creative space. You know, get into the mindset, I can make this happen. What do I do? Not what do I do, but let's see what this does to get that effect going, to get that, to attract the energy, to produce the energy, to produce the best product that you can get when you, you know, bring it together for yourself and have the strength to produce what you're thinking. The body flows, man.
Mojo Mark, it's been great hanging out with you. I know you got a new single coming out in January. It's going to be released perfectly for the Valentine's Day season. So we're going to get you back on the show, okay? But in the meantime, and in between time, state your name again. Give everybody all your streaming platforms and your social medias. And introduce your record.
Marcus Antonio Bell. All streaming platforms, major streaming platforms, let me say that. I got a really great producer. I'm blessed to have found him, to get him, and he's awesome. Well, I want to thank my actual team. You guys are amazing. And also the energy that people bring and the effects of what you, when you put yourself in mindset that you can make it happen, people will come to you. You need, sometimes you need a boost, but you can get your, you can get your reality, yet moment in reality for yourself where it can last. Stuff is happening for me. This is my reality. This is my part of reality, you know? So that's what I believe. And I want to thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy listening to it. I think it's a good listening experience. I get good feedback and I'm very grateful for that. So thank you guys. So thank you. I'm humbled and I hope you really enjoy it.
It's the Grind Show, though.
Living my life with thoughts that you got to my mind. I can't take them back, no, I can't hit the rewind. I send you a text, you leave it on red. Then off in my head, I'm sitting there with regrets. I don't know. Just wanna see me bleed, tearing up my heart. Thought I used to mean something, but you're losing your mind. So I'ma get up and get the party started tonight. It's alright, you can do whatever you like. It's goodbyes, I ain't got no time to be wasted. I'm just trying to live my life. Get up and get the party started. I'm living my life. It's out of my hands. We gave it a chance. Now your pretty little picture's all I left, the one we had. So stuck in my ways, I pushed you away.
Mojo Mark, it's been great. Mojo Mark, it's been great hanging out with you. I know you got a new single coming out in January. It's going to be released perfectly for the Valentine's Day season. So we're going to get you back on the show, okay? But in the meantime, and in between time, state your name again. Give everybody all your streaming platforms and your social medias and introduce your record.